The Shulchan Aruch says that really a person is not supposed to sleep in the afternoon, but if a person can't, he sees he's not functioning well without sleeping, he can't learn well without taking an afternoon nap, so he should sleep. Then he goes into the details of how. And then he says the important thing is that when we do it, it's for the sake of strengthening our bodies for the service of Hashem. And so too, in everything that a person enjoys from this world, his intent should be for the service of Hashem, as the verse states, in all your ways you should know God. And our sages taught us, all your actions should be for the sake of heavens. That even things that are permission, like eating, drinking, walking, sitting, getting up, everything, talking, everything, all the mundane things we do in life, they should all be for the service of Hashem or for something that causes the service of Hashem. That,
that's the distinction.
What?
That's the distinction. Cause for the, like, for the service.
Right. So he's saying even those things should be for the sake of the service of Hashem. And then he elaborates on that, eating, drinking, sleeping.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, are you raising his hand? That's for the service of Hashem, for asking a question or not.
Right.
So then,
okay, so now.
Becomes service of Hashem, right?
What?
So then,
if you have the intent, right. So now there's a comment here by Rav Nevenzel. And Rav Nevenzel, that's what I was stunned by. He says like this, Maran Rabbeinu Yosef Karo haya chassid shebi Yisrael. Rav Yosef Karo, the one who compiled the Shulchan Aruch, he was a very, very pious person. He was a chassid in the true sense of the word chassid. And he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch some things that are midat chassidut. People think anything that says in Shulchan Aruch, everyone must do at all costs. It doesn't work the way. It's not true. Some of the things written in Shulchan Aruch are midat chassidut, are for levels of piety, and the source of some of what the Shulchan Aruch wrote, the source of it is in the Zohar. For example, some of the laws of Netilat Yadayim. But, says Rav Nevenzel, this siman in Shulchan Aruch is all halacha. There's no chassidut here. Everything here is halacha. That's why I said, wow.
Why as well? Because and he says that they are
part of the right.
So by saying the opposite, he's making his point even
so. But and everyone has to fulfill this whole siman, says Rav Nevenzel. This halacha, that every action has to be for the sake of heavens, the Rambam wrote in the Yad HaChazakah, and it is obligatory like the laws of Shabbos. And then he expands beyond that. He says, and the Sefer HaChinuch wrote beyond that, that if someone eats and drinks and has pleasure, and it's not for the sake of heaven, it's just because he loves himself, he's transgressing the biblical commandment, you should love Hashem with all your heart. The simple reading of this verse that we say every day in Shema is that we shouldn't be narcissistic, we should be, our love has to be focused on God. And this is another place my head shot up, Rav Nevenzel says we should know that the love of the Torah and the love of a fellow Jew and the love of the land of Israel are all part of the love of Hashem. So Rav Nevenzel writes here and he says we should look at the Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch.
I'm
with you.
They will sometimes say that he was somebody that loved the Torah, and when we're talking about the Torah and the Torah and Amos and stuff, but Hashem is never in the lead. Like you see Hespedim or you see people talking or you see Shiurim, and many times the people will talk about the Torah and about Israel and about Amos, but Hashem is, it's saying explicitly, they're implied. We're talking about them dying, the intermediaries to God. We're not about actual God himself.
I think maybe because it's a very big thing to say that. I heard it once. I once heard it. A friend of mine came to me and he said he just came from a levaya, a person buried his son. And he said that the man said, Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Dayan Ha'emet, as though he were making a shechian. He said the man stood up there and he said it with such kavanah you would think he was making the happiest blessing of his life. That was the one time I heard someone say about a person that he has Ahavat Hashem. I think it's a very, very big term, and maybe that's why people are careful not to use it. But going back to the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch says that in everything we do, we should have the intent that it's for the service of Hashem or for something that will bring me to the service of Hashem. And the wording of the Shulchan Aruch is not exactly like Rav Neben Zal's wording. He says, if a person needs to sleep, he's tired, and he did it just because I'm tired, let me sleep. Makes me feel good, right? Eino meshubach. The terminology the Shulchan Aruch uses is it's not praiseworthy. But his intent should be that he should have rest to serve his Creator, so that he doesn't go crazy from learning Torah without sleep. And so too, he gives other enumerations that if you do it for yourself, it's not praiseworthy. But it doesn't sound like it's prohibited. Right? That sounds more like what you're saying. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, so that's what it sounds like in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that if this is the way we act, then it turns out that we're constantly in the service of our Creator. Okay, now let's try to move forward in the Rambam. Oh, so now the Rambam is going to deal with what was bothering Ari. Vehine, and behold. I just meant the terminology Hakol. Vehine omram Hakol, and now what our sages said, that everything is in the hands of heaven. They use the terminology everything, other than the fear of God. En hakavana bekach, ela al hadvarim hativiyim, asher en la adam bechira bahim. All they meant by that are the natural things that you have no choice with regard to them. Kigon, for example, heyoto aroch o katzar, a person's being tall or short, or yiridat geshem o batzoret, or whether it will rain or there'll be a drought, or achiruta aviro zachuto, you do have no control over whether the air is going to be polluted or pure. V'chayotze bazeh, things like this, mikol ma sheyesh ba'olam, things that we encounter throughout the world, chutz mitnuat adam mitnuchotav, other than man's movement, man's resting. There we have control. I have control whether I'll hit someone or not. Now, I forgot you, so I'll get back to you in a minute. So the Rambam saying that when our sages said everything is in the hands of heavens, they meant everything that's external to man or everything that's beyond, that's out of man's control. I'm with you, yeah.
That's why we're trying to find out what's in man's control. Everything except for the thing that's not in man's control.
So I think what the Rambam's saying is that the Gemara was coming to be mechadesh. The Gemara is coming to teach us that there are things that are not in the hands of heaven. Meaning, the Rambam agrees, we're saying everything's in the hands of heaven, all the things that are in the hands of heaven, except, and I think that according to the Rambam's reading, the whole chidush of the Gemara was that there is an exception. That's what the Gemara was going to tell us. And the whole point was that there is an exception. That exception is this philosophical concept that the Rambam's developing, where we have b'chira chofshit. And that exception the Rambam is developing is anything that pertains to Yirat Shamayim, which pertains to, what does Yirat Shamayim pertain to? Anything that I have a choice, what I will do, what I won't do. All the actions of mankind. So when it comes to man's actions, what man will do, so there, that's not in the hands of heaven. Everything else remains in the hands of heaven. You have no control. You don't have control over whether it will rain, it won't rain, it'll be sunny, it'll be in the cloudy. Yeah. Remind me, we'll try to get to that. Okay? But I think if you think about it for one more minute, you'll answer it yourself.
I guess you can say that it's not like 100%
in our hands. No. There's a more basic answer, but let's continue and we'll hopefully get back to that. But I'm willing to bet that by the time we get to the answer, you'll have an answer. Oh, it's late at night, maybe not. Okay, no, because it's just... Okay, let's continue. אבל עניין זה שביארו חכמים שהמשמעת והמרי אינם בגזרתו יתעלה ולא ברצונו, אלא הם ברצון אותו אדם. But this point that our sages clarified, that when it comes to will we obey the Torah or rebel against it, that God does not decree, that's not up to God's will, but rather that God leaves up to our will, נמשכו בזה אחר דברי ירמיהו. In this, they followed Jeremiah's teaching. Vehu umro, and that's what Jeremiah said in Lamentations. We're going to hit that. Now we're going to read it. Mipi elyon lo tetze harot v'atov. Good or bad doesn't emanate from heavens. Ki ra'ot, what does it mean? Bad him ma'asim ha'raim. Bad actions. Rashi doesn't learn that shot in the pasuk, but anyways. The Rambam saying that when the verse says that God doesn't decree bad or good, it means God doesn't decree whether we will be bad or good. V'tov, and when we say good, it means amasim atovim, the good actions. Amar, what Yirmiyahu is teaching us is, she'en Hashem gozer, God does not decree, she'yaseh ha'adam ma'asim ra'im, that man will do bad actions. V'lo she'yaseh ma'asim tovim, nor does God decree that man will do good actions. V'chavan she'adavar ken, and being that is so, hare be'emet, turns out that truthfully, ra'uy lo la'adam li'tonen v'li'tzta'er, it is fitting that man will lament and be sad, al ma she'asa min avonot v'ashamot, on the things that he did that were sins. Kivan shehu asa ra mirtzono, because the person did what was bad of his own free will. Amar, and that's why the verse there states in Yirmiyahu, ma yitonen adam chai, how much a man will complain, will wallow in his sorrow, gever al chata'av, a man will be sorrowful over his sins. That's over there, in the same place that Yirmiyahu said, God doesn't decree the good or bad, we choose to do good or bad, and therefore we should be sorrowful when we do bad. B'chazal v'amar, and Yirmiyahu returned and explained, ki refuat choli ze biyadenu, that the healing of this illness is in our own hands. Shekeshem shemirienu birtzonenu, just as our rebelliousness is our own free will, kach, so too, yecholim anu lashuv, we are capable of returning, v'lachzo mimasinu haraim, and to do an about face from our bad actions, ולפיכך אמר, and that's why Yirmiyahu said, אחרי זה, after explaining this point, Yirmiyahu said, נחפשה דרכינו, we will search out our ways, ונחקורה, and we will do research, ונשובה עד השם, and we will return to השם. ניסה לבבינו אל כפיים, אל אל בשמיים. We'll raise our hearts up to the hands, we'll raise our hearts up to heavens. So Yirmiyahu is telling us, the Rambam wants to say that this concept of free will, the source of it in Tanakh, are these verses in Eicha, and from here our sages derived this concept that Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi'irat Shamayim, and the main point over there is that the Chutz, there's an exception. The exception is we have a choice whether to be God-fearing people or not, and this, the Rambam says, expands to all performance of mitzvos, and that's why it makes sense that we will punish a person in this world if he does things that are socially unacceptable, and the person will be punished in the world to come if he does things that are biblically or rabbinically unacceptable, and vice versa. If a person does what's right, he merits reward in this world and in the world to come. And now, the Rambam, the next thing the Rambam is going to do is deal with all the sources that seem to indicate contrary to this belief. All the sources that the people quote that seem to indicate, hey, wait a second, God does run every aspect of our lives. Now, that's the next step the Rambam is going to take, and then the Rambam is going to deal with Paro and the situations where the Torah seems to clearly indicate that God runs the show. So we have to first ask one question, and that is we have to ask of ourselves, do we have strength to continue now? Gentlemen, what's... It's all Bidei Shamayim. Okay. So, what do we say? Yeah. So the question was asked, in general, the Rambam just said that we just discussed from Shulchan Aruch that we're supposed to have intent to do a mitzvah. What happens if one does a mitzvah and he does not have intent? So let's go over the question and answer, and then question and answer. Okay?